We gotta find out what's on his mind. Burpee's got his thoughts.
Sometimes I have them thoughts.
Oh Lord, here we go.
Sometimes I have them thoughts.
All right. Today, I gotta let y'all know that it's rules to road trips. You got to know the rules to the road trips. Rule number one. If you are in the passenger seat, your main job is to look for the cops and to stay awake for the driver.
Nobody I've taken a road trip with ever stays woke.
You got a terrible friends.
Yeah, I do.
I wake them up. If you fall asleep, I'm going to wake you up.
Yeah, I'm going to let you know.
Remind you of your duties.
The only one who can sleep is whoever next to drive. That's the only person that can go to sleep. If it's your turn to drive next, you can go to sleep.
And they need to be seated in the back.
The driver has the right to slam on brakes if that passenger is over there asleep to scare you awake.
Whiplash.
Is that not the scariest feeling in the world when you think you about to wreck in the car? I hate y'all because y'all traumatized me for life. Rule number two. There's a 2-hour minimum that you have to drive if you are driving in the car. You have to drive at least 2 hours before you feel the need to change.
Is that on 2-hour trips?
That's not a road trip if you're only going 2 hours.
That is a road trip.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Man, a road trip is a 4-hour minimum.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
You got too many rules.
You just travel too much in the car.
The driver controls the music, point blank. Period.
Nah.
They got the aux cord and the Bluetooth, whatever it is. The driver controls the music. If you don't like the music that they playing, the solution is simple. Drive. If you're in the back seat during the road trip, you, sir, ma'am, are in charge of the snacks and the gas. And the snacks have to be conducive to everybody in the car. Don't just get snacks that you like, because then you're going to be the only one eating them. That's rude and disrespectful.
If you're in the back, you paying for the gas too?
Yeah, you got to pay for the gas.
Oh, no.
What?
No, I don't know nothing about this.
No, you the gas is divvied up equally.
Exactly.
All passengers.
Right.
I'm not paying for the gas, but you got to get out and put the gas in the car.
You got to pump?
Yeah, you got to pump the gas. You got to get out and pump the gas.
I don't know riding the back anyway, so it don't matter.
I didn't go for that.
You'll never ride in the back.
I'm driving.
The whole way?
Yep.
Oh, you don't like being a passenger?
I don't trust people.
If you are sitting in the middle in the back seat, you are in charge of the carpool karaoke. You have to start the song that everybody sings for at least an hour. You have to start it at least one time. Shut up, butter. You win some, you lose some. But you live to fight another day.
Thank you, Barbara.
No problem.